Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, good afternoon. This is one of your hosts, and I'm having a few problems with my computer today, and because of that, I'm trying to get my co-host on, and it may take a minute to get that done. But the thing is, today I want us to think about what's happening and to think about it from the believer's perspective, that we who are believers, what is it that the word says that we ought to be about today in light of all that's happening around us? For some reason, I don't understand. If you guys are up there, I'm trying to get online so we all can be here. But in the meantime, this today is abbreviated message, interaction, we will be dealing with Luke 10:18-20. And for some reason today, my electronic gadgets are definitely not cooperating. And maybe, but that's one of the things I want us to talk about a little bit, is about what we see happening in the world today and how we see people are responding to it. And a lot of people I see are excited and elated as to what's happening now, especially in the whole Donald Trump, the previous president, saga. And I'm still having problems, y'all. And I'm just throwing it away. Putting the gadgets away because they're not cooperating today. And which means I cannot open the mic and get input from others. And I'm not sure what this is all about, other than the enemy is not wanting us to share. And I'm going to read the scripture. Luke 10:18-19. And I'm going to start really at 17. So we get some feeling as to what and who Jesus is talking about. He said, the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. And now you say, how does that equate to us today? Well, some people have been praying, some people have been seeking the face of God, and they feel that what they see now is justice and is being brought into the life of those individuals that created all this chaos and confusion in the earth realm. So to me, that's, and we're talking about those of us who have been praying and been rejoicing. Now we're jumping up and down rejoicing at what we see. Now, this is what the Messiah, Jesus, said. Jesus, he replies, he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and serpents and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. Now, this is the part we use a stop right there. But the next scripture is the one that I believe is the most important one, the message that he was given to the disciples. And he said, however, do not rejoice that the Spirit submit to you, but rejoice that your name are written in heaven. Now, what people doing now, jumping up and down, and they're praising, and they forgot also that Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 5, it says that we are to pray for those in authority. We are to pray for everybody, including those who are in authority. And then he tells us why. He says that we pray for them so we can live a quiet, peaceful, godly life. Now, I'm paraphrasing because I can't get on my electronic gadgets and I'm not home. And it says, it's clear that we can live a quiet, peaceful, godly life. And he's explaining why we need to pray for them. We need to be praying now for those 19 individuals, praying that their souls won't be lost. And whenever we look down further in that same chapter, we see the Creator says he doesn't want anyone to be lost. And now, but we are rejoicing in the fact that this man is being humiliated. This man is, and those 19, not just him, that they have been humiliated and all of that. And my thing is that we need to be praying now more than ever, praying for their salvation. And if we do that, then we are able to live that quiet, peaceful life. And those of us, we had a conversation a little earlier today, those of us who we are walking by the word and not by sight, and we are finding joy as we go through this. And it's not joy from the standpoint of we are finding joy in the demise of these individuals and in the pain and suffering that they're going through. No, we find joy in the fact that we are at peace. We know who our Creator is. We know who our provider and protector is. And we hear people calling for civil war. Is that supposed to be evangelical, part of the evangelical Christian movement? But they are calling for a civil war. And there's a whole lot of stuff that's going on right now that's going on out there. And that you hear it. And people are really becoming frightened by what they hear. And I'm just here to tell you today, I'm here to tell you whether you're in Russia, whether you're in Ukraine, whether you're in the United States, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in South America, whether you're in Africa, whether you're in India, Japan, wherever you are on the face of this earth that's hearing our voices today. We are here because the word. And we find it all joy. And now, I couldn't say this years ago. I would have been upset. I would have been ready to go get my pistol, ready to go get me a rifle and get prepared and get me some ammo and stockpile it. But I don't have to worry about that now. The word, I stand on the word, and the word is protecting me. The word is providing for me. And, you know, whenever we listen to what the Messiah said. He's in verse 20. If we rejoice in the fact that our name is written, who is in control of that? It is our God, our Creator, the one that knitted us together when we were in our mother's womb. He's taking care of his children, the one that gave us the earth in Psalm 115, verse 16. He said, earth is for the children of men. We are the children of men. So we can stand on his word, his promises. And as a result of that, we don't have to be concerned about what's happening in this world, because we are prayed up. We are in a right relationship with our Creator, with the Creator, because our Creator is your Creator, if you choose it to be. Now, I did hear that, is there someone else on?
Hello, Apostle Armstrong.
Yes, yes, yes. Welcome, welcome. My gadget's not working.
Hello.
I'm glad somebody's working. Yes.
I think
we
I hear Apostle Mills.
Yes.
Yes,
I heard somebody.
Yes.
Good. See, now this is divine intervention, because I cannot get my gadget to work. But we are here. And this is the word that he wants us to give the people. So, now since you're here, what is your take on what's happening now and how we who are believers should be responding?
Go ahead, Prophet Mel.
Go ahead, Apostle Green. Go ahead, Apostle Green.
Well, Apostle Armstrong, Apostle Miller, hello, listening audience. My take is on, because I know what's going on, because, you know, if you open up any of your social media, you're going to see the prompt is in all this. But I'm of this mind. I know that everything you see ain't real. Everything you hear ain't true. I know that there is a lot of evil and wickedness in high places. I don't minimize that at all. I know that there are things that even we've been used to for a very, very long time, and we've considered it normal. And it's been manipulated by man. I know that mm-hmm. there are evil people out there, and when you was even talking about Psalms 115, how the Lord has given the earth into the hands of men, and there are some men that have become so greedy and so evil in their hearts and their thinking that they think they have the right to depopulate the earth, only have on it who they want to have on it. And, you know, they're doing a lot of things behind the scenes that mm-hmm. if we really knew, apostles, the depth of the wickedness, the evil that is going on, it would be really hard. Our mm-hmm. hope and our trust is that God has given us authority and power over all the works of the enemy, that this earth is the Lord. Nobody's going to take this earth from the Lord. That's just, I don't care how smart they think they are or whatever. And the Bible tells us in these evil days that men are going to wax worse and worse. You know, they're going to become lovers of their own selves. They're going to, you know, call right wrong and wrong right. And that's why, as believers, we need to be in the Word of God now more than ever. It is only the Word of God that can lead, guide, and direct us into all truths. It's only the Word of God that can show us the heart of the Father. It's only the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us that can open the eyes of our understanding. And as believers today, And we don't go somewhere and bury our head in the sand like an ostrich. That's not what he's called for us to be light, and he's called for us to be salt. And we are to do prayers of intercession. We are to go into the heavenlies and release the word of God. We are to pray, like you said in Timothy, we're to pray for all those that's in authority. I believe that there are a lot of people that have done evil and are doing evil. I believe that there's a great revival coming. I believe that the Holy Spirit is still going to invade the earth, that a lot of wickedness, it will be exposed, and there will be recompense and penalties and all this. But I think there's going to come such a great revival of souls. I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to move upon the hearts of those that sincerely and truly love God. And as we go before the Father in prayer and in intercession and thanksgiving, and as we allow our light, you know, the only thing light has to do to dispel darkness is show up. You know, that's all you have to do. I'm sitting here in my kitchen in Lancaster, South Carolina, and I have the light on. Darkness can't invade this room as long as I have the light on. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. And as long as there are believers in the earth that are after the heart of God, that are praying the word of God, that are walking in truth and morality and integrity of God's word, darkness cannot overtake. Now, darkness will always come. Until Jesus comes, we have to understand that it's going to be evil, because even when Jesus was here, there was evil. But everywhere he went, his light dispelled the darkness. And that's what we are to do. We are to take this light, and even though we may not can physically go to Ukraine and Russia and China, Japan, and wherever people are, we can go in prayer, because there's no distance, you know, in prayer. We can go in the spirit. Now we're going to have to go more in the spirit than we ever have. Now we're going to have to pray in the spirit more than we ever have, because our minute minds and our just our way of thinking, we cannot combat. You can't combat spiritual weapons like that. We really got to go into the spirit. We really got to seek the face of God, the heart of God. And the thing is to ask God what he wants to. Lord, how would you have us to handle this? And the Bible says, don't even rejoice when you see your enemy fall. You don't rejoice over that, because that's somebody God loves. You need to pray, as long as there's life, health, and strength in their body, that the Spirit of God will have access to them. I know that every person has a will. God will not override your will. He will put every hindrance in front of you to keep you from being lost, being sick, being broke. But we have to yield to that. Now, our job as believers is to pray that their hearts will become softened, their eyes will become open to truth, and just pray. We don't ever pray for somebody to die or this type of thing. You never see God praying that even for his enemies. He didn't even pray that. And so I think we just really need to get into the Word of God more and put more time in the Word than you do in the TV and in the media. Because as we've seen before, everything that's reported on the media is not true. And so there are some things, I really believe that there are some things that we're seeing that seems to be true, but it's a setup. It's not true. And we have to leave that to God, because only God knows the heart of a man. Only God knows turning the knobs and all this thing behind. And so we're just praying that the eyes of our understanding will be open, and we'll pray, Lord, let your kingdom come. Lord, let your will be done. God, you are a righteous God. You are a righteous judge. All of his judgments are righteous, because God knows the heart of man. I believe that God is still working on the hearts of people. He's still giving them a chance to repent and to turn. That's how good and merciful he is. Some will hear him, and some will not hear him. But he gives everybody the same opportunity and the same chance. So I think we just really need to become light. As the body of Christ, we have got to stop compromising. We have got to stop dumbing it down, you know, because we want to be liked. I heard a mega pastor, a pastor of a mega church, I should say, and they asked him the question. They said, is Jesus the only way to the Father? His answer was, well, we'll just let God decide that. Well, if you read the book, God's already decided. He's already sent his son, Jesus. He's already made that abundantly clear. So we've got to stop wanting popularity. We've got to stop wanting, you know, afraid to tell the truth because people will stop giving. Anything that God set up, he's well able to support. And we don't have to change and go along with the culture, go along with things that are not lined up with the word of God to be successful. Look at Joseph. Joseph was standing on that auction block, and he didn't have nothing on but a loincloth, but God said he was blessed. And he was blessed because God was with him. And as a body of Christ, we've got to come to an understanding that God is with us. And we're to open these Bibles, and we're to echo his word back to him. We're to permeate the heavens with the word of God. We're to pray for revivals, pray for hearts and lives and minds to be changed. And we're to keep our eyes on Jesus. You can't follow up all these reports and all these things because we're going to be simply amazed, apostles. We're going to be simply amazed when the truth comes out about a lot of things. I told Apostle Miller this. We talked, and the Lord woke me up at 3 o'clock one day last week, and he said, daughter, I love it when he calls me that. He said, daughter, he said, I want you to really get in the word and get yourself fortified and strong. He said, because great exposure is coming. And there are even some that you think, you know, you hold them in a place and you think that they are right or, you know, right with God, they're honorable, whatever. And he said, they're not. And he said, I don't want you to be moved by that. I don't want you to be moved by that. He said it might even cause you to cry. It'll cause your heart some pain. But I don't want you to be moved by that because I never change. I am the same. So I when I look at that and I look at what's going on just like everybody else, and you, right now, Apostle, it's hard to know what's true. It's hard to know who's right. But I know the one that do know who's right. So I look to him, I pray to him, I trust him, I lean on him, and I say, Lord, you show what I need to see. You show me which way you need to go. And more than ever, we need to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to really inquire of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit knows the heart and the mind of God, and he will reveal it to his children so that we can pray the word of God, which gives God the sovereign right, the legal right to invade Earth's atmosphere with his kingdom and with his glory. So I say, as believers, let's get in the word like never before. As believers, let's intercede and let's pray like never before. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done.
All right, Apostle Max. I'm Apostle Miller.
Well, I agree with Apostle Gwen. I think in the process, a lot of things have been exposed. And those in higher places, I think, too, the revival is coming and God giving them an opportunity to repent, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm not rejoicing about it, but I'm praying that, you know, because like I'm about like Apostle Gwen, I don't know what's true or not. I don't know people's heart, but I, like I said, I'm just praying and trusting the Lord that God is, since God is concerned about everyone, you know.
Yeah.
The only way things, when things be exposed, it's not so much as people. We'll look at it in the natural, oh, that's a downfall. But in the spirit realm, God giving people a chance to make it right. So my prayer is that these people that are being exposed in higher places, you know, and if it's true, you know, that God will deal with them and they'll repent, you know. Because I'm already praying that God will uproot the wrong people in the White House or in government and replace them with the right people. So I'm just praying, you know, that they'll turn. Because it's going to be more than them exposed. And people that sit back rejoicing about it, remember, everybody has, all people have skeleton in the closet. And if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, a lot of things we have did would have been exposed. But thank God for mercy.
Yeah, one other thing. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, one of the things that I had to repent for, because the thought hit me. Oh, they got him. Well, me back down to earth. Okay, what does the word say? Verse 20. We don't rejoice in this. What does Timothy say? Like, we pray for our leaders. And as a result of that,
we ourselves are lined up with the word as it is, and then we, our benefits, our I'm riding along, y'all. So we have that faith, and we have the covenant of the Creator. Whenever we are not arrogant and jumping up and down and rejoicing. And whenever we rejoice, according to Luke 10:20, we are rejoicing with the Father. Because in Psalm 2, it talked about, and I'm paraphrasing, he talked about how people, the leaders are coming together and they are going to do all of this. And then in there, he said he's sitting out there on the mountain and laughing. And whenever we get into the word, we understand who's in control of all of this stuff that's happening now. That the Creator is in control of everything. And what I also was carried back to Micah chapter 6, verse 8, where it says that God wants three things that he asks of us: justice, mercy, and to walk humbly with him. Well, I wasn't humble because I was jumping up and down, and I didn't have mercy. And the justice, justice worked both ways. It's justice for the person, and it's justice for us. And God, and only God, can bring that into being. And that's what I see happening right now. And, yeah, I have joy. I'll be honest with you, because of the word. The word says that this things will be happening the way that they're happening. But we don't have to be, we don't have to be afraid.
Right.
So that's what... Well, I get excited about all of this stuff now. And I listen to these people who play in God, who playing like they know everything, and they calling for all of this violence. Well, even in the midst of violence, God has... When I was out there, I was getting ready to go to the hole in the wall, and God sent an angel to stop me from going into that hole in the wall. So you know God got control of this. If they have a civil war or whatever they want to have, that's on them. That does, will not impact me, and I have to pray for others. And and it is, it's interesting when you can sit and reflect back on how God has touched you and how God has intervened in your life in the small things. Think about the Lord saying he's still there. Still there.
Go ahead. That's right.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
And I have to testify in a way that we are on our way to the restaurant to get some fried fish with bones in them. So.
So, bones, amen.
Yeah. Must want the cookie. Real fish today.
Oh, want some real
fish.
All right.
Yes. So, I'm gonna have to click off. And if Apostle Miller and Apostle McIntyre, y'all want to continue, that's fine. If the Holy not as fine if you want to. If the Holy Spirit is leading you to continue, by all means. And
no, sir.
I will
not on Apostle Miller. No, sir.
No, we can go off with you when you go.
One of you apostles, lead us in prayer. Pray us away. Pray us back into the world so we can take this light that we have been discussing and talking about. We can take it into the world and people can see us and see that we have the joy in the midst of all of this. And they will either come to us or go to somebody to find out how they can get the same thing.
And, go ahead and pray, Apostle Gwen.
Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we're so grateful and thankful to you for this beautiful day you've given us. We thank you for this opportunity to come together and to share your word over the airwaves. Father, we thank even what has been said tonight has reached hearts and brought encouragement. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that we will continue to walk in your ways, that your word says that we are the light of the world and we're the salt of the earth. Father, I pray that the body of Christ will awake out of slumber and they will come to a place where they know that you are greater and mightier than anything that could come against us. Father, your word said no weapon formed against us would prosper. I know it looks like everything is going backward. I know it looks like the church is the underdog, but we can never be the underdog with you being our Lord and being our Savior, with you being mightier and stronger and greater than any or everything. For you've created everything, and you are Lord. So, Father, I just think as the body of Christ, as we position ourselves in you, God, that our light will shine so bright it will dispel the darkness of hopelessness and fear and doubt and unbelief in the lives of your people, Father, that our words will be salty to taste, Father God. It will just cause a thirst to come into your people to know the word of God. We thank you that you are our joy and that you are our strength today, God. Everywhere we go, we take you. Every time we walk into a room, the power of the Holy Spirit walks into that room. And Father, I thank you that lives will be changed. Minds will be changed, hearts will be encouraged, and I thank you that the eyes of our understanding will come open. And we will not, Lord God, let go of every opportunity you give us to share your glorious gospel. We thank you for the body of Christ all over this great land and country. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you that you are true. We thank you, Lord God, that you never change, and your mercy and your Holy Spirit is on the inside of us. And so, Father, I thank you that even we go into grocery, wherever we go, Lord, we are that light. And we're going to shine so bright. And there's going to be so much joy on us. We will be like a magnet, God. We will attract and draw. And people's hearts will be open to hear and to receive. And we're so thankful, Lord God, that you have counted us worthy to be used by you. We are honored by that, Lord God, and we're not lifted up in pride or anything because we know you're the vine and we're the branches, and without you we can do nothing. So we just want to thank you for every opportunity, Lord God, to share your word. I pray for Apostle Miller and Apostle Armstrong. Lord God, I pray that the rest of their evening will be great, Father God, that the light that's on the inside of them will get brighter and brighter, and people will just run to them and want to know, why are you so full of joy? What is your hope? And they'll have that opportunity to share your word. And I thank you for this broadcast, Father. I thank you for all the lives that this broadcast has ministered to and brought hope and brought joy and a fulfillment of your word. And God, we just give you glory and honor for it, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have the final word. Lord, we love you, we honor, we praise you. In the precious name of your son, Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Enjoy that fish.
I intend to. I'll think about y'all. I hope to have much love too.